All right. Welcome back, folks, to the TNT Hour. We're damn glad to be here. It's a beautiful Monday here on the northern part of California, and I hear the same in Washington State, so it's just beautiful all around. It's another week with Don Newsom, your host, Mad Dog of the TNT Hour, or the trusted news trader. And if you ever want to read some interesting posts, and there's a lot of them, you just head on over there to the trusted news trader. And there's a link on our homepage, bbsradio.com, for any of you out there listening that aren't tuning into our regular streams and are hearing us from abroad. Just jump onto your computer, type in bbsradio.com, and you'll find a bunch of stuff to do. There's forums, blogs, things to read, information you won't find elsewhere, links. You've got a whole variety, and we hope that you get involved, only because that's what this hour is all about, getting involved, having a little fun, talking about the news, and shooting the breeze when we can. But usually it's more about the news, because we love you, and there's a lot of animals out there. And those animals are coming after us, and we're trying to slow them down. They're murderous. Beware. You'll hear about it. They are a murderous bunch. Today we got a beautiful program for you, because we have an unscheduled guest. And this unscheduled guest happens to be my twin brother, my friend, my partner. Doug, welcome.
Well, howdy, everybody.
It's good to have you here.
It's good to be here, Don. It's been a while since we've chatted. We usually get a chance to chat very little these days because you're so bloody busy.
Yeah. Well, you know, I like to be busy. It helps me feel like I'm doing something to change the world. You know, it really does. And keeping busy in something you're passionate about, you know, it doesn't really feel like work. It is busy, but it doesn't feel like work. I think I love it way too much for that.
Yeah, that's good. You know, it's interesting. Even in the business we were in, you remember the old salt of the world, Shane McShambles?
Oh, yeah, do I ever. Love the man.
God.
Miss him.
Tells me up. I tell you, that man can speak for hours. Not minutes. Hours. And he once said, Doug, you'll get burned out of it.
Are you in the bath?
No, I'm just putting on some coffee.
It sounded like you were taking a bath.
No, I don't take those. I take those once a month.
Do you really?
Yeah. Nobody comes over to say hi to me, so, you know, I don't even have to wear clothes.
Well, I've actually grown, you know, I've let all my facial hair grow
me
for
too.
About 2 months.
Really?
And, yeah, I look pretty, pretty bizarre. I mean, I haven't, looked this bizarre ever. So I figured I'd just let myself go, wear a robe, you know, dance around, and, get my hair real long, which of course is about a foot below my, shoulder blades. So it's quite long now, so I got, long facial hair. I don't call it a beard because, folks, what I got ain't a beard. I wish it was, but unfortunately, I got ripped off when it came to the hair genetics because I got patches and holes, and I look like Elmer Fudd. If you can imagine him trying to grow a beard, that'd be me.
Elmer Fudd?
Yeah, you ever seen Elmer Fudd in a beard?
Never.
That's what I mean. It's just not doable. Anyways, you know, Doug, you and I post a little bit to the Trusted News Trader, and I make a lot of posts. You make one every month or so. It's unfortunate. I wish you would get in there, because the last time you made a post about Obama, and that you feel the man's trying, and that he may have to swim with the sharks. But he's trying.
Yeah.
The man's honestly trying, and he might be spiritual, and he's just having to swim through it all, right? And he's getting the money where he can, even though it might even be backed by Russian mobsters and the like. You tend to think that even though he traffics with a lot of known people that we find part of the war machine, part of the elite CFR group that are trying to create global genocide, genocide here, there, everywhere, genocide. And so he's aligning himself that I see with some of that money. And I also see him not being particularly emotional about the USA in general. He just seems to think, I don't think he has that national spirit. I mean, we see that in the things that he's about, the things he does, how he, I mean, I don't even want to go there. If you don't know that about Barrack yet, then God, do a little research, you'll figure it out, you'll come to your own conclusions, but needless to say, he doesn't seem to have the national values that we do, here at home. Now, is that because he's being backed by money? He needs to give that kind of a facade? I don't know. I just don't. Birds of a feather flock together. And when you cluck like them, peck like them, walk like them, shit like them, eventually it's pretty hard to tell the difference. I don't know. Maybe he needed that in order to get where he is now. But then I think, okay, yep. He just needed the money, and he's getting it where he can, and he's just swimming with the sharks. Oh, look, I actually take that side every now and again. But then I go back to the beginning. How the hell does a man come out of nowhere and be the top contender, number one best-selling author? In the minority, I might say, he is a minority, or supposedly what they define as minorities these days. Anyways, he comes out of nowhere, number one bestseller. He's all the major media networks are touting him. I mean, he's never left out, never questioned. He's at all, everywhere, at the debates, whatever he wanted, he got in the media. Still does. And then he says to, you know, he's been talking koozie-koozie with Hillary in the beginning, a little bit. And now he notices Hillary's such a stink bomb that he's distancing himself from her. But she can't let that charade go. But here I look at this, and I think, well, he was picked from the beginning. You don't become that top tier person without being chosen. And I gotta tell you, that's been proven over and over and over and over again since the day this republic started.
Yeah, I don't know if I agree with you, Don, because there's this background understanding on him. First, he's a very, very, very intelligent man.
He is that, extremely.
Not only is he intelligent, he's the first black person. I believe he was like president of the Harvard Law Review. I mean, that's unheard of. Bear that in mind. Let me do a little bit of talking.
No,
I know you got your opinion. But he's a very, very intelligent man who holds his character high. He does. He believes in people. He's done a lot to help the communities that he was in, even despite... Now, bear in mind, if you were graduated from the Harvard Law and you're the head of it, so you're the top dog, you're going to get offers from everybody for $1 million a year, from every major law firm in the world. But he didn't take any of the jobs. Why? Because he wanted to go out into the community and help set up situations that would help the people in the community at really no benefit to himself. And he did these things for a number of years. He went against the war at a time when it was something you shouldn't do. Now, there might be, if you get into politics, you've got to be able to work with, in order to be able to move up to the ladder, you've got to sit in around smoking rooms, cigar smoke-filled rooms, with the elite of the elite bad boys. And you got to pretend you're their friend. If you want to climb up to the top of the political ladder, you've got to deal on both sides. Bummer! You ever see how on TV they all praise Clinton for doing the wrong thing? Oh, well, it's just politics, you know. Got to play the dirty pool, but it's working for. Well, in politics, you got to play with both sides. So you're going to sit down with these people. Doesn't mean you're their friend to these people. You sit down with him. So on many levels, he's had to consort with these individuals, and they bring it all back up. Now, if there's anybody in politics outside of Ron Paul who blew them all away, that probably is leaning towards spiritual understanding, who's open to all religion, would be Obama. And if there's anybody who can get a kundalini, let's say, or a spiritual awakening unfolding in their brain into the future, it would probably, he'd be the most likely person for that sort of change, instantly, even in his own mind. So, what does that mean? That means to me, he's the only choice at this point.
Good point.
Would I rather be Ron Paul? Yeah. But that's not the case. He probably just doesn't.
Why not? Why not?
Because he doesn't appeal to people.
He doesn't?
It's not that. It's the media.
Bottom line, they stole it from him.
Great. Now they stole it from him. What are you going to do? They own all the media. What are you going to do? They own all the politics. What are you going to do? You're either going to sit.
You're going to settle.
Just like this media company, just like building BBS Radio. There's going to come a point where we're going to have to sit down with different players on all sides. And, you know, it's better to be able to make it work than to bark from the sideline and say, my opinion's the only opinion, I'm the only right person. You got to give Obama credit there, too. You know, here's the funny part. In a world of one, there is no two sides. There's only one side trying to make it all work.
You know, Doug, you're very astute. I want to compliment you on that. That's why I bring you on to this, because, you know, you get a couple points of view. You got mine, you got my brother's. Now, you know, he speaks so eloquently and justly, I might add, that sometimes I fall under its illusion. But then I fall under my own. So, touche. Thank you, Doug. That was beautiful. You have given me a new perspective on that.
Good.
Because I'm so pissed off that they've stolen the election from Ron Paul, and really, honestly, that's what it is, thievery.
The media has done it.
The corruption has done it.
I keep saying this to people, and it's just the way it is. There was more corruption 2,000 years ago than there is now. There's more corruption 1,000 years ago. There was more corruption 500 years ago. Believe me. Merchant banks owned it all. Europe and the British Commonwealth, they owned it all. Between the Spanish and the British owning everything. And then getting in the Holy Roman. And then getting in the church. I mean, they subjected their people to all sorts of ills. Now, so today, okay, things are bad. You have lots of people, large companies, groups that want this sort of a global understanding. I get it. But, you know, in every time zone, there's something bad. The question is, what is your focus? Now, if your focus is on the bad, then how do you empower people? How do you get out there and empower people? Let's say you are your teacher of and you really want to help people. Well, you could go into a classroom and you could tell everybody the world sucks and start some wars, and that'd be okay. But the other way would be to say, hey, look, you guys got the power to be happy within. Take that out into the world.
Thank you. You know, here's what I would like to see. I would like them to, well, it's unfortunate we're not going to see that, to allow Ron Paul his shot because McCain doesn't stand a chance. Everybody knows it. It's a joke. And then if they brought Ron Paul back up.
How do you know McCain doesn't? If the media right
oh,
now.
Oh, my.
Here's the killer. You say. If the media right now decided they're not going to put Obama's face on the boob tube for 1 month, and all they did was show McCain, do you really think McCain wouldn't have a shot? Well, I'll tell you what, you could get, remember that little video on the DMT board?
The media is a powerful group.
Here's the killer. It's on the TNT, I forget how many, maybe a week back or 10 days back, there was this video. And this guy went to Google Trends or TrendsGoogle.com. I forget what it was. He'd show a picture. He'd show a graph of a political person running, and then he'd show another graph on how much media they got. And would you believe?
I saw that video.
You saw it. Okay. So how much media you have was almost in perfect correlation. This is a funny thing. It's like Canadian lumber and the Canadian dollar. I mean, lumber and the Canadian dollar.
Right.
Perfect correlation. So So if the media says we're not going to tout Obama anymore, we're not even going to show his face.
Well, is it perfect correlation?
When
the voting machines are electronically messed with, and then the ballots and the boxes and the security of those boxes is all messed with.
Without the media, nobody would even have heard of Obama.
I think in the back of my mind that this
what needs to be changed is the media.
Yes.
We need to have,
that's why we're here.
We need more sources and outlets for people.
Right.
And that, then let people make up their own mind.
Because exactly.
Right now you have a lot of control, and you have companies that are working with. You know, here's what I'm thinking. I actually believe. Let's say, 10 years
right.
ago, you had, or 20 years ago, or 30 years ago, or 50 years ago, you had governments doing certain things, but they're making deals. They're becoming more. Government is smart. Government's not dumb. Big money's very smart. They're infiltrating Hollywood. They're infiltrating all forms of media. They're infiltrating with
even the black markets and the corrupt markets and gaining control of all of it.
Sure. And they go in there and they make deals. And when these companies make a deal, how could they not? What if the government said, let's say you're a media outlet, and the government said
I know all the reasons, Doug, to take corruption and to make the deals and to succumb and to somehow, in the end, lose all your freedoms, and people then are no longer sovereign. Sure.
Well,
I know how it works. It's been working like that for years. What we're trying to do.
Here's another good one. Let's say the media is basically for the people, and the airwaves are ours. They're the government. The government gives you a license. So basically, the people own the airwaves. Not the media companies. The people do, right? But the government says to the media company, okay, if you don't air these specific things, we are going to put injunctions on you. We are going to do a lot. And the media companies, they might say, well, God, we can't compete anymore. There's so many cable companies. All these newspapers are going under. We can't compete anymore. The new electronic age, we can't compete. And the government then says, okay, look, you guys can go into more of an entertainment mode. By the way, this is what media has really done. They've become entertainment because they can't compete in any other form. Big newspapers are they're finding this out. Everybody's
exactly
been gobbled
true,
up because
Doug.
Nobody wants to read the news anymore. It costs too much to pay a reporter.
Yeah, and
we'd rather sensationalize something, and that becomes entertainment. So now, if you become entertainment oriented, and you have the reporters, then yeah, maybe you start making a deal. Hey, we still want our airwaves. We don't want to, we're not going to. In order to appeal to the government idea that it's the consumer's airwaves, we'll report what you tell us to report. But meanwhile, we want to go into all this entertainment shit because we're failing, and we want to make some money. That's basically how the government's tying in with the media companies, and the media companies are bawling their heads off because they aren't making enough money because there's too much competition. So it's kind of like they're working together, but that's what's happening, and it's not just due to it's due to the internet, it's due to advanced technology, it's due to a lot of things that have allowed this environment to become the way it is. And by the way, it's not such a bad thing, it's just change again. Just change. You know, Donald, you build this company 100 years in the future. It takes over 10 other media companies. It becomes the giant, and you die. And Hitler comes in and buys up BBS Radio. Let's just say Hitler number two. Guys, BBS Radio, well, you just created the foundation for world chaos. You did it. Yeah, you just created the foundation for world chaos because you built the system, didn't you?
Yeah.
So how are you going to stop that 100 years in the future, 200 years in the future, 300 years? You don't want to. The world is going to play out its role. The best way for us to play out our role is to go inwardly and to look at ourselves and be the best people we can be in our environments. We don't need to change. We don't need to go to Africa. I mean, if you want to, you can go to Africa and fight the good battle. But the battle's every day, and it's in your own mind, and that, just like the sun, it stays there. It's a constant source of energy. It gets warmer, it gets colder. Well, you, when you think those sorts of thoughts, you get warmer and you get colder, and that energy emanates out. All the energy that's moving through your body emanates out, just like the sun emanates out the heat rays and warms the planet. It doesn't need to move. It doesn't need to go to Africa to burn some African people to be any more effective. Do you know what I mean?
Doug, you know, we've been too long apart, my friend. We have. I miss you.
I miss our folks.
You know why we got into media? And it's not our last name, Newsome, News. But we got into it because we used to sit around our table every day, around the breakfast table, kitchen table, dinner table, and the family would be there. My brother and I would be there. Sometimes guests, friends, other family members. But we would have political and humorous and monumental to the trivial discussions, and we would laugh our heads off. And almost all of them always ended up in the greatest cheer. It was an unbelievable upbringing, and I do miss that.
Yeah, this is, you know, I tend to believe, you know, it's funny, Donna, I've been thinking these thoughts for the past week. It's almost like, when am I going to, if I had another Kundalini, let's just say, would I be so smart that I wouldn't relate to the world? Well, maybe. But, and that may not be a good thing, because I really want to help the world. I really want to help the world. I don't want to go beyond it. But then I think, you know, the goal of everybody, at some point, is they reach a level of awareness.
It is to go beyond.
Where you reach a level of awareness where you are, you know you're a part of it, but you don't feel that you have to participate in it in the ways that you participate in it. How do I mean by that? Well, you do, but you don't have to think about it. It's like your emotions go beyond it, and you see it as a stage. You see it as a stage, and you don't become emotionally involved in it as much as you would, because you know, it's just like kids in a romper room, they're going to play, and they're going to have to learn. You don't want to help the bird come out of its shell any sooner, because it might be too weak to fly. So you allow it its romper room play. And just like the world, you do that. And on so many levels, I think as we gain spiritually, we grow to understand this. And just like dust, we know the dust is on us, we rub it off. It doesn't really cling to us anymore, though we know it's there and we see it. It doesn't take up our emotions, so our emotions always get to stay at its highest level. That of love, that of that empowering sort of a feeling, because we don't get drawn into those affairs.
You need to continue a radio program, you know, Doug. And I've met you've started a few, but you've always gotten so busy, or your co-host got so busy, you could never continue, and you never really got the right, co-host. You know, I'll tell you, Doug, we miss you on the airwaves.
Hey, maybe one of these times soon I'll start up a show and you and I'll go at it. What do you think of that?
Oh, I do too much. You know, I hear myself so often I get sick of me.
I bet you get inside. You feel a weight.
I feel stupid.
Well, because,
you know, you get to a point where all you're doing is spooing.
Yeah.
And that's ignorant.
It's painful to the soul.
It is.
That's why sometimes you got to take a break, get away. That's why people take vacations once every few months, just so they can re-energize, not think those sorts of things. But when you're in it constantly, it's tough. Look, there is cycles. God didn't say, my cycle is work 24/7 all day long forever. We would never have night or day. We'd have just day or just night. There is a reason why we get out and we have to change up our environment.
Or something just in between.
We have to change up our environment. Change is the only thing that we should really be excited about. Change.
No, I agree. Folks, we're going to give you a few minutes to think about things. And head on over to the website, bbsradio.com. The reason I'm pointing that website out is because it has a lot of phone numbers you can give us a call here in the studio at. Station 1 numbers. Toll free if you're in the U.S. is 877-876-5227. And, of course, the direct line is 530-876-3222. The Canadian number is 888, and the rest, I really, honestly, I just don't remember it. I never think to remember it. Besides, it gives me a chance to point you all over to bbsradio.com. So head over there. And if you're from Canada, check out the number. Give us a call here in the studio. We'd love to talk to you. Doug and I have always enjoyed our discussions, and we'd like for you to be a part of that. Right now, we're going to play a couple commercials. We'll be back in a few moments. Don't go away.
Would you like to know the real secret? I'm not talking about the new movie or book. I'm talking about you. You are the biggest secret in your life. Your secret could unlock your highest potential and fulfill all your dreams. What is that secret? The knowledge of who you are. This is Robert Lee Camp, author of The Cards of Your Destiny and Love Cards. I am the host of a new show here on bbsradio.com called Mr. Destiny. You can listen in or join in any Monday night at 7:30 Pacific or 10:30 Eastern on the late night section. Come on the show, tell me your birthday, and I will reveal some of your secrets. Maybe ones that can open up the doors for new possibilities for you and your life. Your birthday is the key to your destiny. I invite you to come explore your destiny with me and find out what the Book of Destiny has to say about you. Hope to see you then.
You are listening to The Peaceful Planet, synthesized from spirit through the mediumship of Robert Murray. Listen in to The Peaceful Planet every Saturday at 12 noon Central to music from the angelic realms, including inspired songs from John Lennon, George Harrison, and Michael and the Band. This is show host Marcia McMahon inviting you to join us as we share messages from the Ascended Masters and the Archangels as we bring you into a higher vibration of love and peace for the planet. Hear my weekly interviews with cutting-edge world teachers and musical talent.
Do you like music, angels, and channeling? Are you spiritual, a psychic, or a healer? We are one on the Peaceful Planet show at www.bbsradio.com every Saturday at 12 noon Central Time.
Where would $5,000 per week take you? Discover the exact details of a simple and proven system that quickly puts $5,000 to $10,000 in many students' pockets every week. What's most amazing is that there are almost no computer skills required, and you can start pulling in cash automatically within just a few hours. We are absolutely convinced that our proven system will create massive wealth for virtually anyone, and we'll prove it. Go to bbscashflow.com now and get all the details. That's bbscashflow.com.
Hey, this is Andy Dooley, and you're listening to bbsradio.com.
All right, folks, welcome back to the TNT Hour. Doug, thank you for joining us once again.
Pleasure.
We're at the second half of the TNT Hour, and again, we're trying to encourage you guys out there to call in. If you got any questions or comments, or you just want to spoo like we do, give us a call.
Hey, you know, there's a lot of... I recommend a few things for everybody. One, read the Bible to self-awareness. Important. There are three great books out there also I think everybody should read. One, The Disappearance of the Universe. I think that's brilliant.
Gary Renard.
Two, A Course in Miracles. Brilliant.
Oh, absolutely.
And three, and I think this is something...
Get a highlighter when you go through that one.
Oh, hey, everybody should ask, and it is given by Esther and Jerry Hicks. If you want to read three spiritual books, the best three out of thousands that you'll ever read, read those three. They'll change your life every time you read a page. The other thing that I would encourage everybody...
The Bible to Self-Awareness, folks, is a link. It's a main link on our homepage. It's a Self-Awareness Bible. You know, it's one that we wrote. I haven't read it once I wrote it. I remember the experience, and I was just writing, and I've never reread it. And I've read blurbs that were notes in my computer every now and again that were parts of it, and I think, gee, I wrote that?
Yeah. I go back and I read it, and it puts me in a good mood every time. When you're in a higher state of mind, and you're feeling energies from above, and you're not really thinking, you're just writing, so it comes through you. You know, great. This is a weird thing, Hawkins. So many of these great minds, their minds do work beautifully, but they don't get information in the same way that everybody else does.
That's
you know,
true.
They get information in the form of pictures, and it just comes to them. I mean, they don't know why the hell they know it. And eventually they work with that information, and they do begin to understand it. But really, it just comes to them, and they do that by one, you got to have a focus in that. If your focus and your understanding is, or your intention is, I want spiritual matter to come to me, it'll come to you. So whatever your intention is, that's important, and opening up your mind to do that. But here's something I encourage people to do. Go to the 24-hour BBS music station. We just uploaded 50 great new tunes. Weren't they great, Don?
Oh, jeez. I mean, that, Vilsted is his name? Wow. And many of those other artists, phenomenal music. In fact, I guess you posted it up, many of the songs, and they weren't playing because they were uploaded incorrectly, but
correct.
Now they're all up there, and it's a beautiful playlist. BBS music station is phenomenal, folks. Head on over there.
I'm really surprised that, you know, that's not coming to the attention of everybody. You tell your friends. I mean, if you want a list of the greatest unknown 400 piece songs that you wish you had the collection of, I got to tell you, that's BBS Radio. I don't listen to regular radio. Haven't for
Neither
two
do
years.
I will never listen to another. I promise you, folks, and this is my word, I have never listened to another station of music since listening to BBS Radio. I can't.
Yep.
I just couldn't get that great of music
yep.
all the time.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, no, I'm because you. I mean, we get so many CDs of artists,
yeah.
Folks. We're saturated. Look at the search engines. Type in bbsradio.com. Just type
50,
it in.
000.
See what you come up with on Yahoo, MSN, Google. You can find we're in there. And the beautiful part is, go to the Market Leap and marketleap.com and check it out and compare us to whoever you want to. But the beautiful part is, you got some great artists submitting music, and Doug is extremely selective.
Extremely.
I mean, so selective that if an artist gets on the network, it's not easy for him.
I'll go through 40 artists before I pick one to send me their music, and then I might pick, you know, one or two songs from their CD if I've already selected them to send me the data. And even
yeah.
when they do, I still turn them down.
Yeah, we're actually looking to work with a couple private recording labels as well, and we're talking with them. Now, I don't know what that'll lead to, but it's interesting to say the least. But our talk radio station does contain a few tracks.
A few.
You know, you got about a 4.5-5-hour playlist that rotates. And on the talk radio, we have to play different forms of music because this music has to be ironclad, absolutely original to the artist. It has to be independent. It has to be an artist that doesn't have any royalty agreements whatsoever and totally
yep.
and absolutely signs his life away to agree to that.
Yep.
And it's quite difficult. That's why and they usually choose songs that they know is out there. They really, it's just they're out there and they're part of the promotion to get people aware of who they are and the kind of artist they are. So those are the kind of tracks you'll see on our talk radio playlist.
Well, actually, they'll pick music that they just created, haven't probably even put out a CD yet.
Right, just created for sure, just for
yeah.
the promotional purposes and things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you really want great music, you got to head over to the playlist of Baby S, and it's better than the rest, folks.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we got some wonderful new programs now, Doug. Oh, jeez. You know, the programming, We're trying to bring on more and more hosts, but we're so busy. And this month is going to be a busy month for us because we have the new archiving systems, podcasting. Guys, everything's going to be podcasted. You're going to get feeds, podcasting, XML strings. It's going to have all files on the network. We'll be doing that instantly once this new software rolls out. All the web descriptions that some of the hosts have entered will all start feeding into these search engines. And we're going to have a few changes here and there. So it's going to get better, faster, quicker.
Everybody needs to go out there and put We Love BBS on their car. Put it on their MySpace page. Put it on their website, bbsradio.com. You know, how many places in the world do you know where you can get 120 unique spiritual shows all trying to help you?
Yeah.
I mean, where else? I don't know of any. You can go to church and you can listen to the same sermon from the same guy. You could go to a radio station that might have one spiritual show blasting per week that they repeat. But look, this is the biggest, I believe, Don, you've created the largest spiritual network in the world. And this is the hub. This is the place where people need to go to unwind and tell their friends about it, because it can only help the world.
That's what we're all doing together. And that's why it's becoming such a force. It's because all of us are working together to get...
It's free!
Out a message.
You don't even have to pay for your cable service. It's free!
It's free. That's right. And you can even put the player codes on your own websites.
Yeah!
Run our streams right from your websites. Become an independent website affiliate. You know, promote us, put our streams on, and you'll have your visitors tuning into Instant Live Radio.
Yeah, we're not going to scream. We just want the information to get out there.
Yeah, it's like open source radio, folks. How many people out there do you know of that can facilitate that or even try to?
Because
it takes bandwidth, man.
And we don't trap your name on the website. You know, there isn't a website out. By the way, all the spamming you see in the world, major companies.
Major.
Major companies or institutions looking to create spam awareness and to take up so much of your time that you really are bogged down that you can't compete. That's one of the reasons.
Right, and then you got to pay money.
And you got to pay them money. So, and they collect your name, and they collect your data, they sell it everywhere.
You go to these private email companies, and they filter your email, and I mean...
Hey, we do none of that. None of it.
Yeah, we
love your privacy. We want you to be go out there and enjoy everything on BBS Radio, and you have no fear. We're one of the, by the way, Don, our trust rating on our website is extremely high. Simply because of that fact.
Yeah, they can find, they know where we are, they know where our offices are, they know who we are, they have our phone numbers, our emails, our addresses, and it's all over the place.
Yeah.
You know, we don't hide ourselves, and we never will. We love you. And we're just going to keep on trucking till we see the kind of change we're looking for. And in our goal, that's to change the media. And to bring out a million points of view. Kind of like a million points of light.
That's right. And I think about this often. If I was in the perfect position, what sort of position would I have to be in the perfect position? One. And two, if I was in that position, what would I really do to make myself happy? And I think to myself, okay, well, what would make me happy is to make the bigger part of me happy. And I don't want just my finger to feel good. I want my arm to feel good. Right? So I want the world to feel good because it's the bigger part of me. So that makes a lot of sense. I'm doing it for selfish reasons. Maybe I'm not. Maybe it's unselfish. Yeah, you could think of it in a selfish way. This is why there is no polarity when you think like this. I love this idea. Oh, I service the self or I serve others. Well, you know what? How about serve all? You know, that's a better idea than classifying people. I hate the classification understanding. That's almost as bad as the media. Ooh, the blacks are voting for Obama and not for Clinton. You know, every time they say that, they segregate us. So there is no, you are the bigger part of everything. And by helping others, you're actually helping yourself. So you're being selfish or you're not being selfish, both at the same time. But What can you do to help yourself in a bigger way? That's the question I always pose to myself. And that's, if somebody were to call in and wanted to deal with that question, how would you help yourself in a bigger way? Now, it might be I want to change the world, which would be the biggest way possible. And how would you do it? What position would you need to be in? That's a good question to ask yourself. Well, geez, let's see. I'd want to be a teacher, or I want to create a think tank of people that can help change the government, or I want to sit down with all these money groups, and I want to see if we can't change, restructure how business does business, or maybe we set up these spiritual organizations in different points around the country, or maybe we set up these secondary classrooms outside of school, or these little kind of like mock bars, so all the kids can come to after school so they can be in sport plexus so they don't go out there and beat up their friend. Or, you know, what would you do to empower the world to be a little bit happier place? And what do you think that idea of happiness really is? I mean, what makes one person happy may not make the next person happy. But what is your idea, and how would you really want, how do you think it can be done? Now, if we all got around and we had a think tank of 1,000 people, we'd all come up with a million different opinions, but it would sure be fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah. That's, you know, I've been encouraging that for a while. People should get together with their neighbors and their friends and their family and just sit down and talk about world events and what they think they can do to help make change things, help make things better. And it's really going to, honestly, Doug, it's going to require people working together in a very great way.
Yeah. Or just come and be a part of the BBS family. You know, it couldn't be any simpler than spreading the word of BBS Radio. You want to help? This is a very powerful thing that people can do to help. Just tell your next door neighbor about BBS Radio and tell them to tell somebody about BBS Radio.
We would actually, if any, and here's a specific, if anybody out there knows a company that develops some form of a personal type community website and would like to tie in and work with us to build a massive community portal, we would really like to talk to you about that.
Mm-hmm.
Where we have bands interacting with the listeners, interacting with the hosts, everything is seamless, and it's moving in a very communal, community-type oriented way. I mean, again, it's quite an endeavor, so it would take somebody with the skills to be able to do that. So that's what we're hoping to do. In the long run, that's a long-range goal.
Yeah, lots of them. This thing will change and develop and grow. Goals will change. Needs will change.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of fun to be a part of a process. A good one.
So how are you liking Washington up there? You felt any quakes or any bad weather? Or what's it like up there in northern Washington now?
Peaceful.
Is it?
Big word. Peaceful. I love this part of the world. I don't have to be around Los Angeles. Don't get me wrong, Los Angeles is a beautiful place. I feel it's become far cleaner. The people are changing. I really do believe it can be a beautiful place for people, but I found it very stifling due to the walls and the buildings. Here I'm out in nature. I love that. I feel peace. I feel serenity. And I need that. I gotta tell you, I might have been a hermit in some other lifetime. I don't know how many times I've been alone, but I can't remember going back and exploring and thinking I need that peace. Because it's in that peaceful state that you really start to open up to yourself.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. You can't find it without the peace.
Hey, the great thinkers of our time, Michelangelo, Plato, all those people, do you think they had crowds of people around them all the time? How about Einstein? Name a person who actually helped change the world and, through actual work, not talk so much, but in some of the things that they did, great thinking, great thoughts of philosophy. They did it when they were at a time where they got to think. And they didn't have to work so hard. They actually got paid to think. You know, that's an interesting thing. Paid to think. and not really do anything outside of that, but maybe write down their thoughts. And in the past, we had more time to do that. Today, we have a world which puts you on a treadmill, and you have to run the course and sometimes work two or three jobs just to make ends meet, and that really sucks. I think that's a real bummer. What the idea of a 40-hour work week, it just doesn't make any sense to me. And now 40 is nothing. I mean, I can't imagine a person making with food prices and gas prices in most places in the country without working at least 50 or 60. But it doesn't give you the opportunity to sit back and think, and that's sad. You know, we get so busy that we don't. And the other thing is, when we do get that peaceful state, we go into watching TV, and then we listen to one point of view.
Did you hear about the new TVs? I mean, this is a reality here. They're going to go with high definition, making it law, right? And there's I personally believe that it's a brainwashing situation, and it's steadily and eventually a full degradation of somebody's mind.
Well, TV.
And I think this ability of theirs to work with thoughts and brainwaves based on vibrational patterns and sound patterns is going to be a tool that they're likely to use against us.
Oh, sure. Sure, but everything's
and
great.
Some people are even writing that they're doing it already.
Yeah, but it's also something that we get to wake up and do to ourselves, too. You know, as this new information comes out, it's going to be used for good
you
and
know
bad.
You know what I think is going to happen when the high D comes out? The people who've been just waiting to get rid of their TVs will get rid of them. Me? I promise you, I won't have a TV in my house when that bill passes. I mean, when it becomes law. No TVs, no HD. You know, everybody tells me, oh, yeah, I'm not going to go for it. Or I'm just, you know, and I personally believe that's going to be significant.
I believe there's going to be a little remote device in every major appliance in the next 20 years that's going to be as small as a grain of sand, and it's going to be a location device and a transmitting device. And nobody will really be free from the eyes of the man. You know, even when you and I were young, remember, Donald, we worked on a company that had a remote sensor pressure device?
Yeah.
I mean, these devices only become miniaturized, small, they keep, you know, they become, they're able to be put in anything now. Just interesting what's going to happen. And you think that maybe the TV might be the perfect opportunity for something like that, though I don't want to scare people. I mean, hell. But,
it is. It's
yeah.
A perfect opportunity because in most third world places, before they have a fridge, they have a TV.
Yeah.
TVs are everywhere. And like you said, the election seems to fall directly in line with the media. And that's because they have got their brainwashing system.
Well, they want to know what you're watching anyways, too. They want to know what you're watching.
They know.
Yeah.
They know, yeah. They want to profile you.
Mm-hmm.
Profile. We've all heard that word. Facial profile, eye profile.
What's going to happen into the future, Don?
DNA profile.
That, you know, I keep thinking, in the future of virtual reality, which we're coming to, wouldn't it be fun to sit back.
You keep assuming we're going to head more into the into technological ways without moving also into the less technological ways.
Yes, I do.
You do?
Yeah.
I tend to think there's going to be both things happening at once, and they'll complement each other.
I tend to believe that it'll work out to complement us regardless. But I think that we are going into more of a computer age, more of an age where people here's what's going to 100 years from now, we're all going to be linking into our computer to play virtual reality games to learn how to fight, shoot, learn from school at home. You're just going to be your day will be, oh, let's go fight 50 guys, and we'll be out in a virtual reality world, and we'll have our headgear on, or our arm gear on, we'll learn everything. We won't even have to interact anymore. You think, you know, the idea of community, here's the weird part. It's almost like a conundrum, because you have a world which is becoming more populated, and yet individually we're becoming more oriented around the idea of it's me, 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 and I'm the only one. And what happens when you have this sort of a system that you're able to get hook into, you really do become more, well, you don't have to interact with the world. Your computer is your interactive point. So you become less social, you become more aware of maybe yourself as the center of the universe. And that's interesting. I really wonder what's going to happen into the future as we continue to do this, as we continue to populate, yet instead of walking down the street, you'll see millions of people, and the more crowded it is, the less you're likely to communicate with anybody. Matter of fact, you're going to want to get back home so you can get in your virtual reality gear so you can escape from it. So we'll become even less communal the more we populate this universe. I think that's interesting, isn't it?
No, I wouldn't see it that way.
I hope not.
Well, we've got another 3 minutes, folks. I haven't heard any of you calling in here, so if you try to call in now, we're not even going to put you on the air.
Yeah.
Doug, it has been a pleasure having you with us today.
Pleasure, Don.
Thank you very, very much.
I love you, Don.
I love you, too. I give all my best to Jeff and the gang. And keep thinking the good thoughts, Doug.
You bet I will. You do the same, my friend.
I will.
My brother. I love you, Doug.
I love you too, Doug.
Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye, Doug.
Bye-bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have come to the end of the TNT Hour. We do thank you for joining us once again. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We will be back next week. So if you want another dose, just tune in next week, same time, same place, Station 1. Next, we have a fabulous program, of course. Miracles Happen is what this is all about. And Iris Jackson, she's a miracle in motion. So stay tuned.
$5,000 per week take you? Discover the exact details of a simple and proven system that quickly puts $5,000 to $10,000 in many students' pockets every week. What's most amazing is that there are almost no computer skills required, and you can start pulling in cash automatically within just a few hours. We are absolutely convinced that our proven system will create massive wealth for virtually anyone, and we'll prove it. Go to bbscashflow.com now and get all the details. That's bbscashflow.com.